Next patient is Vincent Young, Y-O-U-N-G, 10-17-57. Yesterday was 1-15-2024. This is a 67-year-old gentleman with history of COPD. Uses nebulizer on a regular basis. Short of breath, hypoxic, is single, has 6 children. Has extensive history of smoking, but he quit smoking because he could no longer breathe, he tells me. He was a maintenance worker at Minute Maid Park, M-I-N-U-T-E, Maid, M-A-I-D, Park here in Houston. At one time, he was on 2 liters of oxygen, but that was taken away from him for insurance reasons, he states. Now he uses his nebulizer 4 times a day. Ruby of system, he complains of shortness of breath, air, hunger, weakness, debility, O2 sats hovering between 88 and 90, chronic hypoxemia, tachycardia, heart rate of 100, lower extremity edema, most likely related to right-sided heart failure. Decreased ambulation, surgery, appendectomy. Also put down has a history of back pain, hip pain, severe muscle spasms. Family history, mom is living at age 91, dad died of CHF and walking pneumonia. Medication, the list is pending at this time. Blood pressure 129 over 75, pulses 100, respiration O2 sats 92, heart pulses, home pulses restored, lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash. Patient appears to be dyspneic. Assessment, 67-year-old gentleman with history of COPD, O2 dependency, using nebulizer, core pulmonal, chronic pain, anxiety, air hunger, right-sided heart failure, requires help with ADL. Does wear adult pull-ups because he has a hard time getting to the restroom. Patient is in desperate need of oxygen, pain medication, and refilling of his nebulizer to keep him as comfortable as possible. He would also benefit from use of anxiolytic to both help him both his air hunger and sleeping at night. Thank you. I put vaccination is up to date if I didn't say that. Thank you.